Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Game, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, and he's our good friend. Jeffrey is one of the world's experts on home-based business. He's the 2001 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year. He's a syndicated columnist. He's an author of a number of books, which we're going to mention in just a little bit, and he's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Always great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Jeffrey, you were telling me about a business that you know of that's recently had a little bit of excitement. Tell us about what happened.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I write about marketing and small business and the like in the Fort Lauderdale market for the Sun Sentinel, which is one of our metro dailies here. And I put out a query to a bunch of companies and just saying, have you had any exposure on a national scale, serendipitous exposure, just, you know, you don't have your ad team and your PR firm out there really working it, but serendipitous exposure that brought a spike in sales. So this woman from Mark Group, which is a online and traditional database catalog company here in, I think they're in Delray Beach, Florida, called me and said, well, this might qualify. They do clothing, and one of their shirts was in Oprah's magazine. I guess it's O. Magazine.
They design shirts, design the images on shirts and things?
They design men's and women's apparel, and they sell it through catalogs. And just in one of Oprah's, I guess it was the summer edition or the spring edition of the magazine, you know, they had submitted it to the magazine for, not for review, but for, you know, when they show different apparel coming out for the
What the heck? Spring. Just send it over to Oprah.
Just,
see what
exactly.
Happens.
I mean, you never know what's going to happen. And it's the magazine. It's not the TV show. You know,
right.
It's the magazine, which has a much different standard for giving coverage to product mm-hmm. and things like that. Oprah happens to be flipping through the magazine, sees the shirt, and on a Thursday calls the company and not personally, but one of her executive producers calls the company.
One of her people calls their people.
One of her people, the O people, the Harpo folk, call the company and say, we need a shirt here. And this is 4:30 in the afternoon. They couldn't get in touch with the company, left a voicemail at one of the people's homes.
Oh, man, well, talk about bad luck. Oprah calls and you're not there.
And you're not there, exactly. Oh, Oprah called. She didn't even leave her phone number and said, we need the shirt. Tomorrow, we will send a jet to pick it up if we need to.
You're not serious.
I am totally serious. They said they would send a jet. They were able to get the shirt, actually, I think 200 of them or 300 of them, in a box, in FedEx, up there for the next day. Oprah looked at the shirt, held it up online, discussed it.
On the air.
They sold one a minute. In the hours immediately following the show, they ended up selling several hundred of these shirts. Where they had sold 100 in the first 5 months of it being in the catalog,
wow.
They sold like 300 of them in the next day. Okay, and they have sold 700 to date because the show re-aired. It was on in May, and then it was
right.
on again in July. It just shows that it's certainly not what you know; it's who knows you. But it shows that when it comes to marketing, it's a matter of being out there.
You got to be on the pavement, don't you?
I call it the drip method of marketing.
Yeah.
I mean, you may do PR or you may do some sort of marketing. You may go out to a meeting and, you know, a schmooze fest or something, a cocktail reception, and hand out a bunch of business cards. I mean,
right.
your goal should be, but your expectation should not be to make the phone ring that afternoon or the next day. But to know that the phone will eventually ring the more you do it. And
well,
her phone rang. And it was
well,
a wonderful
And you
phone.
Know, 6 months ago, if you'd asked that, if that lady had been listening to you and me having this conversation about somebody else, she would have said, that's never going to happen to me.
Right.
But the thing
right.
is, well, actually, she might not have said that because she would have might have said, well, you know what? I actually did send my stuff to them, so who knows it could happen. You got to get in the queue, don't you? You got to make yourself available. I mean, if you never get off your duff and let somebody know that you're out there, yeah, you're probably right. It's not going to happen to you.
There's this motto or an ad campaign or a slogan of the Florida Lottery. You can't win it if you ain't in it. I mean, they probably don't use ain't because it's...
I don't know.
It supports education, but then again, we're like 48th in education down here in Florida. But the concept remains sound for whatever it is you're doing, whether it's sales, whether it's marketing, whether it's putting a new product out on the market. You can't win if you ain't in. And the goal is to be out there. Whatever you do, put yourself in front of your customers. So if it's putting a new product on the market because, you know, the market lacks this widget, I'm going to build the widget and I'm going to put it out there. I came up with an idea yesterday, and I'm not going to share it because I know the millions of people listening right now would run with it because they're all entrepreneurs and they would capitalize on this idea.
They would borrow it from you, Jeff.
They borrow it from me and write me from, you know, Tahiti when they finish building their mansion.
Thanks for the idea, Jeff.
Exactly, Marlon Brando's house over there. But I came up with an idea that I have never seen. And the difference between me and some other entrepreneur is whether I will take that idea and run with it and somehow get it to market. I think it's a truly marketable idea. And I'll be back on the show in 6 months and let you guys know how that idea that I'm not talking about.
The thing about it is you've got to, you know, let people know that you're here. And the thing is, Jeff, 25 years ago, the average small business maybe, perhaps correctly, could have said, well, you know, those big companies aren't going to be interested in me. And in a lot of ways, that might have been true. In 2003, that's baloney. In 2003, it's just, I mean, the thing with Oprah calling that company, you know, that Oprah, it didn't occur to Oprah that they were a small company. That wasn't her concern. They had something that was pretty cool, and she didn't care whether they were a big company or a little company, and more large organizations are feeling that way.
Exactly.
They're not concerned about what size you are. They may, you know, depending on what kind of a commitment that they're going to make to you, they're going to check behind you, so to speak, and make sure that you got the goods to deliver, that you actually have the critical mass, and you're not going to go out of business in a couple of weeks. But other than that, I mean, there are a lot of tiny companies doing nice business with big companies, and only because they knocked on the door and said, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?"
It is something that, and especially when it comes to media, also when it comes to Oprah as a media outlet, and we're always looking for PR and marketing opportunities. You know, we're not too far off from a 500 channel universe. They're all looking for content, whether it's your local news show. It has a 4:30
Jeffrey, hold
afternoon.
On. Hold on to that thought, Jeff. We've got to take a break. Folks, when we come back, Jeffrey's going to tell us how to deal with this kind of success. It could happen to you. You need to be ready. Stay with us. 20 after. We're back. It's 23 after. Thanks for hanging around with us today. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, and the website is www.jbsba.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, and he's all over the webs, all over the internet. He's all over print, newspapers, magazines, you name it. His byline is all over the place. He's all over my website, archives and articles and lots of different things. We're always happy to feature Jeffrey because his work is excellent. He's the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting, which is his newest book. And I still want to recommend to you Safe at Home by Jeffrey Zabar. I think if you're a home-based business owner or a teleworker, you need to have that book. Jeffrey, tell us how we can get them, please. Jeffrey, are you there? Did we lose Jeffrey? I think we may have lost Jeff. We'll try to get him back on there in just a second. One of the things that Jeffrey was talking about when he was talking about getting some recognition, you have to be ready to go. You have to be prepared to whenever something good happens to you. If you get some recognition, if you have some kind of like the Oprah thing is pretty dramatic. I mean, that's pretty significant. But that's kind of like the dream. She's got so much media power that if she says your name, good or bad, you get one or the other. You know, you get the good or the bad, like the company that Jeffrey mentioned. But it could be something, it's quite likely to be something a little bit different, a little bit on a smaller scale. Maybe all of a sudden you get a phone call and somebody says, you know what, our group is recognizing you as the citizen of the year, or maybe your industry is giving you an award or something like that. You should be ready to capitalize on that. And what you do with that, one of the ways you capitalize on that is you have a sort of a draft press release ready. Have a relationship with a PR firm. If you're not good at getting PR out there, have a relationship with a press firm. And Jeffrey, are you here?
I'm here. Are you
here?
Oh,
there you are. There you are.
I heard you saying, Jeff, are you there? Are you there?
Sorry.
You didn't say good. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Sorry.
I didn't hear the good part.
All right. Well, sorry about that. Here we are. I was just saying that, I don't know if you could hear what I was saying, but I was just saying that you need to be prepared to to take advantage of any kind of good news that you get by, if nothing else, just at least have a sort of a draft press release ready. Or if you don't have the ability to do that, you don't know how to do one of those, have a relationship with somewhat of a relationship with a PR firm so they can help you get the news out. If you get some kind of an award, some kind of recognition, or some kind of good news that you need to use in your marketing.
Well, here's a couple of ideas. First off, Public Relations Society of America. Any of you guys, any of the listeners who are out there in a medium to large size market will have a PRSA organization in your area. It may be PRSA, and I think if you go to PRSA.org, is the Public Relations Society of America website.
Mm-hmm.
Women in Communications, WIC. If you throw that into a Google search, you'll find the website for them. American Marketing Association, the AMA. You know, any of these organizations, your local advertising federation, if you go to the AAF.org or 4A's, AAAA.org, it's American Advertising Federation and the American Association of Advertising Agencies. You can find marketers in your market, that in your area, that you don't have to go out and spend lots of money to hire these guys to create a campaign. I was hired yesterday to write a press release for a company that doesn't typically do a lot of PR, but they're
mm-hmm.
hiring me to write a press release, and they hired a PR firm. Actually, they hired the PR firm, which engaged me, to write the release, and the PR firm is going to place it on the web through some of the distribution services, like PR Wire, the distribution
yep.
service.
We use that ourselves. It's pretty darned effective.
And what you do is you just have a press release written. You approve it. If you're a good writer, you can write it yourself. You can get in touch with PR Wire, and they can distribute it locally, regionally, statewide, nationally, you know, whatever your parameters. They can distribute it to media by industry or general media or business media, you know, whatever your needs are. So you don't need to bring in a Burson Marsteller and say, okay, I'm going to pay you $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month
mm-hmm.
retainer. You can hire on a piecemeal basis, on an as-needed basis, to make this stuff happen. You can hire a graphic. I wouldn't go out and hire a graphic designer to create ads, but
no.
a graphic designer who is an ad creator.
The main thing that happens, Jeff, is if you're not ready to pull the trigger, at least 50% ready to pull the trigger, what happens is by the time you get you get the recognition or whatever it might be that you can take advantage of, by the time you do that, the time you get ready and you actually make it happen, it's already old news, and you might not have some trouble getting people to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, this needs to happen pretty effectively. You need to be ready to you know, market on the fly. So, you know, for example, we speak of the company, Mark Group, that had Oprah speak of their shirt.
Mm-hmm.
They have a group in the organization called the Corporate Cavalry. When
mm-hmm.
their phone banks get slammed like they did with Oprah, and they even
mm-hmm.
put a button on their website that couldn't
right.
use the name Oprah but said,
right.
you know, something. And they have 20 people throughout the organization who are not call center people, who are trained to be call center people. So
to take the overload,
creative people,
yeah.
ready to handle any overload.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be ready.
Let me stop you because I want you to give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
That's where they can get your books, too, right?
They can get my books. You know what? I'm going to put up some info on PR organizations that people might be able to steer to if they want to try and do the DIY PR.
Good job. Thanks, Jeff. See you next time.
It's great.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Quick break. I'll be right back with Steve Del Bianco. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.